I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Thursday, April 25th. We'll tell you how a case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court today could impact former President Trump's future and possibly even his freedom. Also, we have updates about growing protests on college campuses, just as top leaders are threatening to send in the National Guard. Plus, changes coming to school lunches, including one that's a historic first. Another new rule supposed to make it easier for airline passengers to get refunds. And what to expect from tonight's NFL draft. Those stories and even more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court is considering its final case of this historic term. And this last one is a big one. Justices will be hearing arguments over whether former President Trump can be prosecuted over his efforts to undo his 2020 election loss. This is the first time the High Court is being asked about presidential immunity for alleged criminal acts and how the court rules could impact several of the criminal cases Trump is facing right now. One thing on display today will be a change in strategy for the former president. You may remember when Trump was impeached for inciting the Capitol riot, his lawyer argued the appropriate place for such charges to be made is in the courts, not Congress. And eventually the Senate acquitted him. Well, Trump's lawyers will be making the exact opposite argument today. His legal team now says former presidents cannot be prosecuted for actions they took in office unless Congress impeaches and convicts the president first. And Trump himself has said presidents should be immune from any prosecution, period, or else it could hinder their ability to do the job. On the other side, the special counsel, who is pursuing two cases against the former president, argues Trump and his lawyers misunderstand the law and U.S. history. As he put it, quote, "The Constitution does not give a president the power to conspire to defraud the United States." The Supreme Court is expected to issue a decision this summer. If you want to learn more about this case and its arguments, check out last weekend's special edition episode of The Newsworthy. It's titled Above the Law, Presidential Power in Question. Some of former President Trump's closest allies are now facing new criminal charges over their efforts to keep Trump in the White House. An Arizona grand jury indicted Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, his former personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and 16 others for fraud, forgery, conspiracy, and more. They're accused in a so-called fake electors plot. Trump himself was not charged in this case, but was referred to as an unindicted co-conspirator in the indictment. This goes back to 2020, when President Biden won Arizona and all of its 11 electoral votes. And 8 lawsuits that challenged his Arizona victory were defeated in court. With that, 11 Democratic electors were certified in the state to formally elect Biden. But 11 Republican electors also signed a certificate, even after the lawsuits were dismissed, saying then-President Trump was the winner in Arizona. At the time, they said they were, quote, duly elected and qualified. And for that, they're facing criminal charges. And so are the people accused of orchestrating the whole plan. So far, they haven't commented or entered pleas. But in the past, some so-called fake electors have defended their actions by saying they were only acting in case Trump's legal challenges were successful. And a spokesperson for former President Trump called these charges politically motivated. This is the 4th state-level criminal case filed against Trump allies for their attempts to reverse the 2020 election results. The wave of college protests just keeps spreading and getting more intense all around the country. Just yesterday, university administrators from Texas to California moved to clear protesters and keep encampments from taking hold on their campuses the way they have at Columbia University. That has led to more tense confrontations with police and dozens of arrests. And even last night, more protests kept popping up, not just in the U.S., but on college campuses overseas, too. Many of them are just expressing solidarity with Columbia students and their right to protest without punishment. Others are joining in on the pro-Palestinian movement in response to the war in Gaza. Though, as we mentioned earlier this week, some protesters have taken their message beyond Palestinian support and into more extreme ideas, like encouraging attacks on Israel. So beyond concerns about trespassing and interrupting regular campus business, there are also some pretty big fears about anti-Semitism and the safety of Jewish students. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson and other lawmakers visited Columbia's campus yesterday. Johnson called on Columbia's president to resign if she can't tamp down the protests and said Congress should consider taking federal funding away from universities that cannot keep protests under control. He also said these protests could get to the point where it's necessary for the White House to call in the National Guard. But some activists are fighting back, saying most of the protests are peaceful and that the university's government and law enforcement should not get in the way of students having their voices heard. Many universities are now making extra security plans for graduation ceremonies coming up in just a few weeks. Stay tuned. Ukraine has apparently gotten a leg up from the U.S. that wasn't made public until now. The Pentagon revealed the U.S. gave Ukraine long-range ballistic missiles for the first time earlier this month, and they've already been used at least twice. That marks a major policy shift by the Biden administration, which has so far refused to give Ukraine long-range missiles, worried they would only escalate the violence to more areas. Though the Pentagon says leaders changed their stance once Russia started using its own long-range ballistic missiles supplied by North Korea. And Ukraine apparently promised to only use the weapons inside Ukraine. It's also worth noting the news of the weapons transfer broke just hours after President Biden signed a larger foreign aid package. And with that, even more long-range missiles will be allowed to go to Ukraine along with other supplies. That same foreign aid bill President Biden signed this week puts TikTok's future at stake. It says the popular app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, has to arrange a sale to an American owner within 9 months or be banned from U.S. app stores. As you know, TikTok's critics have long said the app could put U.S. customer data at risk because Chinese law requires Chinese companies to share information with the government. There are also concerns about the Chinese government flooding Americans with misinformation on an app that influences a large part of the U.S. population. But TikTok has always said it operates independently and protects American data, and it argues a ban would go against free speech rights. TikTok has promised to fight the new law in court. It's not alone either, since it has 170 million users in the U.S., and a lot of them have already been lobbying against the bill. The cultural reach of TikTok is so great that even the Biden presidential campaign has decided it's going to be staying on the app at least through the November election. And former President Trump is now publicly against a TikTok ban, even though he was the first one who tried to ban TikTok if it wasn't sold to an American company. We'll get more into this possible TikTok ban in an upcoming special edition episode, so stay tuned. Much more news is still ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Trade Coffee believes anyone can make great coffee at home. All you need is access to the best beans, roasted to order and curated for your personal taste, which is exactly what they provide. Thanks to their in-house team of coffee experts, 50 plus small batch specialty coffee partners, and more than 450 rotating roasts. Not only are you going to love this, but also it's not too early to start thinking of the perfect gift for mom, dad, graduates, or your best friend getting married this season. Listen, you cannot go wrong with a gift when you're giving them better coffee delivered conveniently to their door. Because I've been loving the coffee I've been drinking from Trade Coffee, but I also love the excited feeling I'm getting every time a new package arrives. Even though it's curated to my preferences, there's still this element of surprise and fun when it comes. So, do you love coffee as much as I do? If so, you need to try Trade today. And for a limited time, you can enjoy a free bag and up to $15 off select plans when you visit my link, drinktrade.com/newsworthy. That's drinktrade.com/newsworthy for a free bag of coffee and up to $15 off select plans. drinktrade.com/newsworthy. American school lunches are getting a little healthier. The USDA updated its nutrition standards this week, and for the first time, it decided to limit added sugars. Students will start seeing changes during the school year that starts in 2025. And the rules will be fully implemented by the fall of 2027. At that point, added sugars in meals will be limited to no more than 10% of the total calories across the week for both school lunch and breakfast programs. Also by then, the USDA will have lowered sodium levels allowed in breakfast by 10% and lunches by 15%. This is expected to impact a lot of American kids, since nearly 30 million students get school lunches every day, and more than half of them also get school breakfast. A new federal rule says airlines will now have to give travelers automatic refunds if their flights are canceled. The Department of Transportation issued the new regulation yesterday, saying the goal is to make it easier to get money back and to make refund policies more consistent from one airline to the next. And it's not just if flights are canceled. Passengers can now also get refunds if their departure or arrival time moves by more than 3 hours on domestic flights. Same deal if there's an increase in the number of connections, a change of departure or arrival airport, and more. Travelers will also get refunds for checked bag fees if their bag is lost and not delivered within 12 hours. One of the biggest changes with all this is that customers won't have to actually spend a lot of time and effort pursuing these refunds that they're owed. The DOT says they'll have to be given automatic refunds either in cash or through their original form of payment. Separately, the DOT finalized the rule that says airlines need to clearly communicate their extra fees up front. Most of the new requirements go into effect in about 6 months. There's now even more you can get on Amazon. This week, the online retail giant debuted a new grocery delivery program for Prime members. It's already available for more than 3,500 cities and towns across the U.S., and it includes features like one-hour delivery windows. Though members who want to use the benefit do have to pay more. The cost of unlimited grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh, Whole Foods, and other local grocers is $10 a month. The NFL draft kicks off tonight in Detroit. This is when teams get a chance to add new and up-and-coming talent to their rosters, and the draft order is mostly based on each team's record the previous year. So the team with the worst record gets to choose from the talent pool first, unless there's a trade, which there was this year. The Carolina Panthers traded their number one overall pick to the Chicago Bears. According to the betting odds, the most likely first pick is USC quarterback Caleb Williams. We'll find out exactly who's chosen tonight when the draft starts at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC, ESPN, and NFL Network. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Skims. You all know now that I've been wearing Skims for a while, and I have been loving everything I got from there. So, of course, I went back for more. This time, I found the best-fitting tees. From cropped silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. And each style can be worn in so many different ways. I reach for my cotton jersey t-shirt almost every day now because, one, the fit is perfect. Two, the fabric is really smooth, soft, and comfortable. And three, it's versatile. It looks great whether I'm dressing it way down with joggers and sneakers, or throwing on a blazer, jewelry, and heels with my favorite jeans for a fancy girl's night out, or even wearing it with dress pants or a skirt for a work conference. The options are endless. Skims t-shirts are truly wardrobe staples for me now. So go shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. It's becoming more common for parents to choose an option other than public school for their kids. NBC News recently analyzed census data and found the share of children ages 5 to 17 enrolled in public schools dropped over the course of 10 years. Back in 2012, about 91% of kids were in public schools. But in 2022, it was 87%. So what does this mean for public schools? Unfortunately for them, the enrollment decline has led to more budget cuts and teacher shortages. But it's led to more resources going to private and charter schools since they've seen their enrollments increase. Educators and researchers say new laws have a lot to do with the swing. Several states have adopted new policies recently that make private, charter, and homeschooling options more available to families. And those policies have expanded a lot, even since 2022, when the latest data was collected. 19 school choice laws were enacted in 17 states last year, and many more are still up for debate all over the country. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making us part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.